Hello and welcome to Who Would You Do With Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh?
No. But the answer will probably be a fair number of these people today.
Decent number of them. Mm-hmm. I feel like we can be confident that I'll have sex with some of my people.
Yeah, mine's a little bit worse. We are doing a...
Is yours really worse, or are you just less putting it out there?
No, mine is really worse. We're doing two super popular pop bands of the 90s, NSYNC and the Spice Girls.
Right, everybody. Two of the founders of modern day popular music.
Founders is a strong word.
Two groups. Corporately put together groups of completely different and separate individuals who probably didn't really get along all that well while they toured with each other.
Who knows? And I don't feel bad for them because they made shit tons of money.
Made more money than we've ever seen.
Or will ever see.
Well, hopefully not.
No, yes, that's accurate. I'd put all the little money I do have towards the bet that we will see less money in our lifetimes than the Spice Girls and NSYNC.
Negative whatever debt you're in.
Right.
Robin's willing to wager negative amounts of money that we'll never have that much much money. I found out technically I'm rich right now.
What does that mean?
It means I have no debt and $10 in my pocket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the average amount of debt is for people that went to college that are our age. I'm not in debt either.
Well, not everyone was as smart as us and either, you know, got on scholarship or had rich parents.
Right. Those are really the two smartest things you can do in your life.
Right? You audience out there can figure out which one was which.
So what's your... Personally, I have a great and rich history with the Spice Girls. Every girl, I think, my age...
I ironically have a history with the Spice Girls as well. And, I would describe it as rich and prolific.
I think every girl my age, was pretty into the Spice Girls.
I think every boy my age found out a lot about themselves because of the Spice Girls.
We would have, sleepovers...
Would you guys do, was like when you were kids, was it like with Sex and the City where you'd be like, which Spice Girl are you?
Yeah. Yeah, that happened a lot. And then you were like, but it was more intense because you had to act that person out and you'd do the song routines and stuff.
Would you be Sporty Spice?
No. In my elementary school, Sporty Spice was the popular one.
She was the popular one?
It was the one everyone wanted to be, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What elementary school did you go to?
One in the Bay Area.
One that had a lot of eventual lesbians.
It's actually true. Yeah, the leader who wanted to be Sporty Spice the most and won that competition did end up being gay.
It's not offensive if it's true.
But first of all, are you taking a picture of your neck, Josh? He just pulled out his phone, put the camera button on that faces him, and then he took a picture of his neck.
I've been dealing with severe and intense hypochondria.
What are you? Why do you need a neck picture?
Sometimes I don't even know what's going on in my
head. What was the... You obviously had a very specific thought. Do you have an itch there? You want to see if it's red?
Yeah.
What? No. What was it?
Yeah. No, that's actually accurate.
And just in case it was some kind of septic bug bite.
I didn't realize the flash was going to go off and you were going to catch me.
I saw you doing it before the flash. Once I saw your phone screen pointed towards me in the picture of your neck and you were clearly doing it on purpose.
Yes, my neck itches. I was trying to see if it's red.
And then what was your conclusion going to be if it was red? Go to the hospital?
That we need to stop the podcast right now so that I can go to the hospital, to the emergency room.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry. I understand what it's like to have hypochondria.
I'm going to tell you something about the emergency room people. The emergency room is not like a restaurant. The more frequently you visit, the less likely you are to move to their top of their list.
That's right. Yeah, unless you're having a lot of gunshot wounds.
You'd think you're bringing them a ton of business that you'd be like, oh, Mr. Edelman, come. We have a room all set up for you. Let's just wheel you in. We got your wheelchair. Saving it for you. We thought we might have a visit from you tonight.
Okay.
You just walk in, you slip $100,000 to the doctor at the door.
How did the picture look? Are you satisfied with it?
No, I when I realized the flash was going off, I turned it and only took a picture of my foot.
Well, I can tell you that your neck is not red.
All right. There we go. No need to go to the emergency room.
Who would you do rashes?
Well, if we weren't recording right now, I would have just asked you, does my neck look red right now? But since we're recording, I was trying to do it subtly.
That's pretty bad hypochondria that you couldn't just wait.
I got a bug bite here.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think it's a bug bite.
You've been outside?
Could be cancer. I'm not sure. But I'm gonna go with bug bite. I'm a weird type of hypochondriac because I'm a hypochondriac that feels like there's something wrong with me, but I just want to find out what the least horrible possible thing that could be wrong with me is and assume it's that.
That's pretty good.
Right? At least I'm going for at least horrible.
Yeah, that's for sure the best.
I just need to have, like, the tiniest bit of evidence that it's the least horrible thing, and I'm going to throw all my eggs in that basket. It's like I'm really obsessive compulsive, but I'm slightly lazier. That makes sense.
I wish you were obsessive compulsive. The apartment would be a lot cleaner.
Well, no, I am, and it's just, it bothers me. I might have a split personality, Robin.
It's definitely not true, because then one of your personalities wouldn't be talking about itself all the time.
The bad personality won. He's the one that knows about the other good one.
He crushed the good
destroyed
one.
Destroyed the good personality. The one that wanted to go to law school, Dad.
That personality has been dead since birth. You never wanted to go to law school.
I killed him.
So
it's not true. I did want to go to law
school.
I
was not Sporty Spice. That was your first guess. What
Scary Spice would be my next one.
Not I grew up in Oakland. We had an actual black person to be Scary Spice.
In my school, you would have been the black girl.
Oh my god.
All right. Posh?
I was posh.
You were posh.
I was a hardcore posh. But it was a posh by default because I was just assigned posh.
God, that's the one that's like the exact
the only one.
That's the exact opposite of like okay. So the girl conversation is which Spice Girl are you? The guy conversation is which Spice Girl do you want to have sex with?
Even when you're like 10 years old?
Yeah, I remember having the conversation.
Do you actually say sex? Do you like know what that is?
Which one do you want to just rub up against?
Oh my god. Which one do you want to pretend your couch is later?
I'm trying to think. I think actually, I think thinking about it, the Spice Girls had broken up by the time I had first learned about,
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Well, you know.
It doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I like to.
But.
Much like maybe that is the conversation, and also at the time she was like a boring one because when you're 10 years old and you don't in this country you don't really know what posh is. You have to like ask your parents and look it up, and then
But she was the hot one.
But the fact that like it means fancy isn't like satisfying.
She's the hottest one.
Even when they're all young and stuff, it was obvious.
Well, what's interesting is that actually the one that most people – I always went for posh then.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my friends like Ginger Spice the most.
Is that because she's like in the center the most? She has titties?
Yeah, it was the titties. Oh, yeah. It was the titties that everyone was really into.
She does have big titties. I'm looking at that.
But
she also – I mean, they actually all look pretty good for being middle-aged now.
Oh, current! You're looking at current pictures?
I'm looking at a mixture of both.
Man, the Spice World movie poster. They all look like that in reality. I guess they don't look too far off of that when they're all made up and out in public. And apparently posh is good enough for David Beckham, so she must be doing something right.
Being anorexic, for sure. But if you're saying, like, you know, posh is the hottest one. If you compared me to the other four girls that were in the Spice Girls, I'm pretty sure you would agree that I'm the hottest one.
The other ones that were in your group?
In my group. Let's see. One of them
you
has
just
had
hanging out with the
one
cute
of them
girl.
Has had two kids.
What?
No, they just like evaporated off of high school graduation.
What was one of them? Did any of them have red hair?
Did
Ginger Spice, did your Ginger
no,
Spice have
No, she
red
was, Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Looking at him now, I mean, I'm my tune today, I think, has actually changed to liking Ginger Spice the most.
When they're older?
No, just like...
Oh, looking at the young ones now.
Just looking at them. I can't even see Jerry Holloway today.
Our Ginger had red hair, and she's been out of the hospital for terrible reasons.
Yeah, she doesn't have red hair anymore. No, now looking at him, Posh has definitely aged the best.
They all look pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, they're not looking bad. Baby Spice looks like she's lost some weight. Not that she was overweight or anything then. I'm just saying it looks like she lost weight.
Yeah. But, yeah, in my group, Ginger has been out of the mental hospital since junior year of high school. Baby dropped out of high school at 10th grade and had two kids and married a meth addict who beats her.
What?
Sporty is the one who's actively gay, so she's...
Was Baby Spice blonde?
Yeah.
In your group?
Yeah.
Was she cute?
It's hard to tell. No. She's fine, I guess. She got fucked when she was, like, 14, so does that count?
Oh, man, did she tell you guys about it?
Yeah, we all tried to convince her not to before it had happened.
Oh, she decided to do it anyway.
Which everyone decides.
She was a grown-up adult.
If you're an eighth grader asking whether or not to have sex, and you have the opportunity, you're going to have sex.
There are plenty of eighth grade girls who have the opportunity to have sex that choose not to have sex.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're, like, asking all of your friends, if you, like, go around, should I do it? Should I do it? That's too late. You've decided.
Oh, if you're not just, like, no?
Right. If it's not, like, scary. Terrifying. Like, if I was an eighth grader and you're like, do you want to get penetrated by any penis?
What
I'd start
going
crying.
On with those parenting skills.
Oh, it's actually pretty interesting. Mom had her when she was 16. She also had her first kid when she was 16. She was being raised by not her grandma, but her great grandma.
Great grandma was raising her?
Well, if you have them all at 16, I think her great grandma was like younger than my grandma.
Was like 35.
Yeah. Great grandma was doing fine. And she was being raised by great-grandma and great-grandpa.
Well, did the great-grandma have the grandma at 16 also? Did
they come along? Yeah.
So that daughter is going to have... That kid has a great-great-grandma.
That great-grandma is dead now.
Yeah, but there was a period of time at which that kid had a great-great-grandma.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe this whole 16-year-old kid thing's not a bad idea. Get to meet your relatives, learn about your ancestry.
You know, what, your meth ancestry? Because that's all you have when you're having your babies at 16.
They're all into meth?
No. The mom was, my friend was, and I'm sure the baby will be, since both her parents are. But actually, I think she might be sober now.
Her mom was into meth?
And all sorts of drugs.
Man, the differences between public and private school. Growing up.
So
how did your parents feel about your hanging out with this girl?
Didn't really like it. But this was like, I mostly knew her again in elementary school. She flew off the rails later on. So at this point, she wasn't like
elementary
doing...
Elementary school, she was just snorting coke and stuff.
Exactly. It was harmless. It was just fun.
All right. So in Robin's Spice Girls world, Posh Spice was... a giant scientist.
Mm-hmm. You mean now what they are?
Baby Spice is grown-up Spice. really grown-up Spice. Scary Spice.
No, actually, she moved away, so she could be doing fine. But I can tell you that she's less attractive than me, 100%.
Okay. And Ginger Spice, what was her deal? What's her deal?
Well, as I've said three times in this podcast before, which somehow you must have ignored, she's been in and out of a mental hospital since she's been 16.
She's been in and out of a mental hospital. Why did she go to the mental hospital?
Stopped eating food.
Oh, okay.
/ general craziness.
All right. And finally, Sporty Spice, the winner of the competition.
Is the one that's gay. Now. Yay. So she's perfectly fine looking, but she like wouldn't be considered hot.
So Sporty Spice was really Sporty Spice.
Yeah. I think she's pretty sure she does rugby now.
What?
I'm pretty sure she does rugby and like other lesbian sports now.
So she really was sporty.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's actually not inaccurate.
Ironically, me and my boys, my friends growing up, we were all like, which NSYNC guy are we?
Oh my God. That'd be the lamest thing to decide.
Oh, I'm totally Joey Fatone. Joey Fatone kind of reminds me of Rob Riggle.
Oh, is that that's the ugly one?
Well, I guess.
I don't think Rob Riggle's ugly, but looking at all these NSYNC people, it's got to be the only one. Yes.
You don't think Chris Kirkpatrick is the ugly one?
Okay, they're both really bad.
Chris Kirkpatrick looks like Horatio Sands playing an NSYNC
guy. Okay, that guy's hair is the most ridiculous.
I actually thought that was that guy, and then I realized there's that guy also. Fatone is like Chris Farley, and Chris Kirkpatrick is like Chris Farley's less famous brother.
Whoever was doing the casting and the auditions for NSYNC was not trying as hard.
Really lucky that Justin Timberlake showed up.
No, they weren't trying hard. They're like, that's the first five people who come can just be on the team if those two people are on it.
Yeah, I mean, was JT a Mouseketeer?
Yeah.
Why was he not
with Britney Spears? That's okay. Here, let me just go into my little diatribe real quick here. Justin Timberlake recently hosted SNL. He was the main guest and the musical guest. Now, Justin Timberlake, sure, he's done some great sketches for SNL, but I just feel like I'm not going to just accept that he's like the Alec Baldwin of our generation, the guy who gets to just be friends with SNL people. Like, that's the role he has.
He's a decent actor, too.
He's fine, but it's like, are you really
the Napster guy?
Are you really expecting us to like ignore NSYNC? That's what he wants.
Justin Timberlake's a huge celebrity.
Yeah, but he can't. He needs to like admit that he was in NSYNC. I feel like he's just in denial about
he
it.
To admit that he was
like,
in NSYNC?
Look at these. If you Google NSYNC, you'll see him in weird jean jackets with clouds painted on them and like horrible.
If Justin Timberlake performed at the Super Bowl, the NSYNC guys would not be showing up and joining him on stage.
Right,
like Destiny's
exactly.
Child.
And I just feel like he's like really tried to just deny it, and you just can't.
I can't even think of NSYNC songs. Do you remember any?
So, like, if Justin Timberlake is really bye bye bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
So if Justin Timberlake is really this cool guy who gets to host SNL all the time,
bye, bye, bye.
Then does that mean that when he was doing this, he hated it every second? Because you can't possibly like both, right? One of them has to be disingenuine.
Well, that's why he said bye, bye, bye to NSYNC.
Oh, my God.
I have a friend. My good friend was in a boy band.
Who?
I don't want to call him out on okay. the podcast, but he's my good friend that I work on my web series with.
Okay.
What he told me was that he was the only one that was committed to it when he was in the boy band, that no one else wanted to like do the work to become famous.
This is.
But in retrospect, he looks back at it and he's rather ashamed.
You'd have to be, right? Like, you really get Justin Timberlake, if he was drunk at a party and you're like, oh, NSYNC, would he, like, be a douchebag about it?
No, I feel like he's probably be a nice guy. He's supposedly really nice to all his fans.
I just...
As long as you're not, like, being a dick to him about it. And then he'll be like, I'm worth so much more money than you, and your wife would cheat on you with me.
But, like, it's just these fucking frosted curly tips and these weird Matrix sunglasses and these big, like, shark tooth necklace leather shirt. Gah!
I have another good story about the boy band friend. He, his agent, back when he was singing a lot in boy bands and stuff,
mm-hmm.
got him a job to show up at a kid's birthday party and pretend to be Ricky Martin. So he goes to the birthday party and everyone's like, hey, you guys ready to see Ricky Martin? And he comes out like singing La Vida Loca and all the kids goes, you're not Ricky Martin.
Oh my God.
You're a faker.
Uh-huh.
And the whole group of kids like, you're a faker.
Yeah, why did the dad think that was going to work?
Faker. And he was just telling me like he couldn't leave because he wanted to get paid. So he just stayed until his like job was done so he got paid, and it was the most mortifying experience of his life.
You know what's so sad is that I've done so many worse comedy shows than that, it wouldn't even faze me at this point to just be booed for a straight, like, hour. Okay, so let's talk about what's your number one Spice Girls Posh to bone.
We're talking
let's,
now.
Let's talk, in, let's talk now then and now. There's going to be 10. Then and now.
Then and now. All right. Then. Whoa, what is this picture? These
there's
cannot
a lot of fucking
be,
weird pictures.
These cannot be the. Oh, this is Posh over here in the green. Wait. Which one's scary?
This is riveting.
I'm sorry. I'm very confused. I'm trying to figure out who they are. I think these are fake Spice Girls. Okay, all right, I found pictures of them now. Definitely now, I'm going to say Posh definitely is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two now might even be Sporty Spice.
Yeah, she's looking cute now.
She's looking good now. She's looking better now than she did then. Back then, Sporty Spice might be my last choice.
She had weird outfits back then.
She's real tomboyish.
Not that she picked any of the clothes that she wore.
Why do I have to be the tomboy? I'm going to say back then, we're going Ginger, followed by Posh, then Scary, then Baby, then Sporty.
Okay. So wait, what was the order now? First Posh,
now,
then Sporty, then what?
Posh, Sporty, maybe I go Baby, Ginger, Scary.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. Scary was one that gained the most weight.
Well, she had Eddie Murphy's baby.
Is that what? Really?
Yeah. She, like, Eddie Murphy claims that she, like, sneakily had his baby.
Has it been DNA tested?
I believe so.
Is the baby funny? Is the baby scary?
Is Eddie Murphy funny? Eddie Murphy, what? The baby was funny.
The baby has 25 years to be funny.
Baby's angry.
Because
Eddie's dad wants to have nothing to do with him.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, Scary has a reality show I've seen a few episodes of, where she just lives in like an apartment that's about as nice as she lives in a house that's about as nice as apartment.
Eddie Murphy no longer thinks that's a nickname.
A Scary Space.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear anything that I said, or did you block that out waiting to say your joke?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Okay, you were just waiting for the noise to stop so you could say your line.
I was, you know, having another minor bout of hypochondria, mm-hmm. just trying to ignore, mm-hmm. think of a joke, and pay attention, and I can only do two of the three.
And you clearly threw out the least important one, which was immediately apparent.
You said, like, one comment while I was saying something.
Okay.
I said one comment while you were saying something. It happened.
Okay.
So let's just repeat it for all our listeners out there that we're trying to focus on what joke I was going to come up with.
Okay. Scary Spice has a reality TV show now.
Okay.
And I've seen some episodes of it, and I did not realize that the children in it, one of them was... She also has a black husband, so I just assumed that...
That was his?
Both those kids came from him. Okay.
How... Do you watch that show?
I've seen, like, three episodes. I was, like, in... It's one of those situations where you're stuck, and you have nothing to do, and that's, like, on TV. I don't remember where I was.
On our TV?
Definitely not on our TV. This is a cable show. But I want to say, like... at a hotel or at my parents' house, and I was really bored, and it was on.
You can find something better than that.
There was nothing better. There was definitely nothing better. Okay. So, for the NSYNC people, I guess... Okay, looking at them... I guess Justin Timberlake is first, although I really hated him. So if it was, like, 10-year-old Robin, Justin Timberlake would... I just kill myself or something. But now, okay, Justin Timberlake, then...
You hated him then?
Yeah, I really hated NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
You just hated the groups.
I hated the idea of them, thought they were stupid.
But not the Spice Girls.
Loved the Spice Girls.
Because they were woman power.
I don't know why I love the Spice Girls, but I loved the Spice... I had all these, like, books that, like, had facts
Did
about
you
them.
Sing their songs and stuff around
Sung
your
their
house?
Sung their songs a lot. Had the CD. It was my
Did
first tape that I bought.
Did they do the Macarena?
Not that I remember. Maybe. But that was the first tape that I bought. It was a Spice Girls tape.
tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Mm-hmm. Spice Girls tape.
So that's it. Thanks, Mom. No, she made me buy
it. You got it on tape?
Yeah, because it was cheaper than the CD.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have CD player?
Yeah, it was at that time it was mostly CDs, but the like Borders still, which is now closed, still had tapes that it was selling. I'm also looking at NSYNC now. Okay, so Justin Timberlake, one. Then two is, even knowing that one guy is gay, is a tie in between, what's the gay one's name?
Lance Bass.
And what's the non-hideous one's guy's name?
J.C. Chazes.
They're both on the same field. And then...
I just feel like J.C. Chazes looks like a guy you might go out with. And Justin Lance Bass looks like a guy you would avoid at all costs.
Really?
Lance Bass, in Waves, kind of looks like a roommate.
But he just seems...
The frosted tips.
They all had frosted tips.
Yeah, but Lance has the most frosted tips.
But the ugly one that looks like a gross Rob Riggle had red frosted tips at a certain point in time. And then he had red hair.
It really is like Rob Riggle playing an NSYNC character.
Yeah.
Like that guy is joking.
Yeah.
About being there.
Yeah. But he's just so serious.
Right? What was cool about those people?
What? Oh, the
Joey
hair.
Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick. What did that producer of The Walking Dead? I loved them. They were cool. They were hip. They're the type of guy that young girls are going to throw their panties
at.
Oh,
my God. It's just like there was some like nephew attached to the studio. And it's like, you got to put my nephew in this band. He needs to be in.
The hardest thing about being like a member of NSYNC is that you have all these fans that really want to fuck you, and they're all like 15.
You mean when you're popular?
Yeah. Now Justin Timberlake's the only one that has fans that want to.
Oh my God, yeah. Like if you saw any of the... I'm sure Lance Bass does very well for himself.
Do you think Joey Fatone every once in a while meets a girl that's all grown up who had a big thing for...
When you're talking about an egg... X number of people and X is very large. Some of them are going to be really into, like, Ringo has fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's fucking Ringo Starr.
Right. So people want to bone him. People want to bone.
Because people want to bone Ringo Starr, the drummer for arguably the greatest band of all time.
But not arguably the least desirable one of the four. Not even at all, arguably.
Fine.
Just the worst by far out of the four. So fine, I'm saying still, that in sync, you're still talking...
You're still comparing Ringo to Joey Fatone.
Yeah, it's fine. And
if you came up to me and asked me who Ringo Starr was, I could give you an answer. If I wasn't staring at a picture of Joey Fatone with the name Joey Fatone written underneath him...
Do you not understand the basic concept of analogies?
I'm
saying how many
analogy.
Millions of people are fans of NSYNC, really big fans in the peak of it? 10 million? A few hundred thousand that are still alive and kicking, cross paths with these people.
I'm just saying that there are a lot more women that all the women that wanted to fuck John, Paul, and George.
Greater.
More.
Yes, totally.
Still wanted to fuck Ringo if they had the chance.
Ooh. You
oh,
think
oh,
so?
You're going to be like, you're gonna be like, oh, well, it's just Ringo. Never mind then.
Now I have to Google Ringo. Kind of. He's kind of gross looking. I mean, the only reason that you... Okay, here's what's happening. If Ringo... No,
Paul
let me explain it to you.
Like a grandma.
Let me explain it to you. Not now. I'm saying if you... If you're partying and you get to hang out with all of them for a night by fucking Ringo, yes, you fuck Ringo. If Ringo is just visiting his parents' house and he's at the bar and he's like, oh, hello, do you want me to come back to your apartment? And you're like, is anyone else here? No. I can't go to your like really sweet house or apartment? No, I'm visiting my parents. Then you're like, let's just talk at this bar. You see what I'm saying? But there, if you're one of the girls that wants to bang the other ones first. But I'm sure there are lots of people that want to just fuck Ringo.
No, but I'm, I, I'm, I think you're grossly underestimating how much sex appeal Ringo Starr probably has.
What are you basing that on?
The fact that he's probably banged thousands of women.
That's not good.
Exudes an aura of have sex with me when you meet him.
He exudes an aura of butt of jokes for 40 years about how he's the least good.
Yeah, fine. That's true. That's true. And there was a time when Paul McCartney was playing a concert in a huge amphitheater while Ringo Starr was at, like, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, like, performance room next door.
I mean... Night.
Paul gave a shout-out to Ringo because Ringo was able to hear them from the booming auditorium in the Lowe's amphitheater.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. Okay. So... The NSYNC people. I think that we're...
But Chris Kirkpatrick is definitely the one you least want to bang.
He's the one with the dreads?
No, it's this guy.
Yeah, he used to have the dreads. He would put ponytail on top of his head and the dreads would fall around his head.
I'm going to look for more pictures.
Yeah, they're real bad. And he dyed those purple. They all had dyed hair. And they were best friends with, like, hot-ass Britney Spears. How many of them fuck Britney Spears?
Those are all modern pictures of these people. I'm looking at them when they were younger... Chris Kirkpatrick was better looking than the other one when they were younger. Technically.
They're all just not looking good. Okay. I think we're ready. Are you ready?
Was Justin Timberlake always lead? Wasn't there a point where Lance Bass was the most famous one?
They were like a pair of famous people. How many of them banged Britney Spears?
Squadruple, quintuple team, just, Britney Spears.
Was it just JT? I don't know if couple...
Was she really a virgin for as long as she claimed to be?
How long did she claim to be?
I don't know. I think she lost it to JT.
Yeah. I think that's probably accurate. It's pretty good virginity.
Oh, here we go. Look, there's a picture of Britney with all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're best friends.
look at Justin Timberlake's hair in this picture.
Yeah. It's the worst. There's just so much... frosted everything.
You think Justin Timberlake took off because he banged Britney?
And he just couldn't stand being around her anymore? Like in the singing game?
I'm just saying that Justin Timberlake, like his career, like Lance Bass is heading towards the most fame, but then JT got Britney?
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Man, I really gotta get a power fuck in there.
You gotta get that power fuck.
Just need some superstar celebrity... that everyone wants to sleep with to decide to be my boyfriend. That hasn't ever had sex before. Choose me to lose her virginity to.
Alright, are you ready?
Does that exist anymore?
A virginal pop singer?
Yeah.
No. Maybe on the Disney Channel somewhere.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe?
Gross. Rebecca Black. It's probably Rebecca a virgin.
Black. I like black chicks.
Good. Ready?
Okay. Oh, we're going to the end?
I think. We've talked about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we've already ordered them. So I'm having sex with all of them in a specific order. Robin's not having sex with all of them in a different order.
Okay, we have five for each, so I think we should choose... There's marry, murder, fuck, long-term relationship, break up with, and then what should the fifth thing be?
Lock in a prison cell and slowly torture for 15 years.
Then the killing becomes like a mercy kill.
Yeah, the killing one is not quite as bad as locking up and slowly torturing to death one of them.
All right, so marry, murder, fuck, long-term relationship break up with, and then lock in a torture
murder.
Murder over the course of many years.
Slowly. I want you to go first.
Okay. Got to marry JT.
All right, we're doing this... Currently.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because they're going to turn into them internally.
I guess you know what happens.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Marrying JT, duh. Going to make hella guest appearances on SNL.
You're talking about hella guest appearances. You're going to be the new star.
Yeah. You're going to take over.
She's going to be the new star. I'm not coming on again. I'm done with you, Lauren.
I'm going to have a long-term relationship and then break up with Lance Bass because then we can just be best friends. And it'll be awkward. But then, like, yeah, we'll be best friends. It'll be great. And there'll be, like, a reason for the breakup. I'm going to...
have sex with.
Okay, now I have sex with, and then kill, and then torture. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to... have sex with the guy who is not Rob Riggle or the Dread guy.
JC Chazaz.
I'm having sex with him. I'm killing fake Rob Riggle.
Joey Fatone's getting killed.
And for having...
torture Chris Kirkpatrick.
The punishment for having dreads that you put into a ponytail and that dangle over your face while all being white... is torture.
This poor guy's already got the worst life of any of the NSYNC guys, and then you're gonna torture him on top of it. Torture him.
If it's for 15 years, it means he has a roof over his head and food. So
murder.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. All right, what about you?
Waterboard Fisker Patrick,
and JT is gonna come in and be like, "You're the reason I'm a laughing stock." He's gonna help.
This poor dude, no. He's gonna be like, "No, Robin, no, please." No, it's where, what do you want? I'll do it. There's nothing you did. It's a game we play on our podcast. I have to do this to you. I don't want to. Trust me.
I kind of want to. All right, what's yours?
All right. Man, so now for me, it's important to know when am I starting to answer this?
Let's say they're your age. So they're probably all like 22 when they're like super popular.
I can't just pick up from when they were super popular, make my answers then.
Fine.
Knowing what happens to them.
Fine. Remember, if you keep Scary Spice into your marriage, you get to meet Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but I'm totally going to marry Posh Spice because clearly that means I've done certain things but right with my
be
life.
Be careful, because Posh Spice is only important now because of her marriage to David Beckham.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I wouldn't be able to land a Posh Spice unless I had become successful
that,
myself.
We have never played it that way before.
I'm playing it with reality.
Okay.
So I'm marrying Posh Spice.
Okay.
Banging Ginger Spice.
Okay.
Although having a long-term fiery relationship...
Posh is going to be fucking mean to you if you bang Ginger Spice.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking that having this long-term relationship with Ginger Spice that ends terribly might be really exciting and fun. So it's certainly not going to be exciting and fun to have this long-term relationship that ends poorly with Scary Spice.
And then you're going to have that baby.
For Eddie Murphy.
But that means that your child and Eddie Murphy's child could theoretically be brothers and best friends.
Yeah, and that's not going to get me to meet Eddie Murphy, I promise you. So I'm actually going to have this fiery long-term relationship with Ginger Spice because we're going to be banging. It's going to get real, like, angry, a lot of, like, hate sex and stuff going on. It just seems like...
Why do you feel like you get along with Posh over Ginger? Like, the other ones are nicer. Posh is going to be so fucking mean to you.
Because I saw what Ginger ends up looking like when she gets older, and it's not bad. It's just... my least favorite.
What about, you should marry Sporty Spice. She's going to be the nicest.
Sporty Spice, and Sporty Spice ends up being quite a looker.
Yeah, you're going to have a way better marriage with Sporty Spice than you are with Posh. Posh but is like anorexic and a bitch.
Yeah, but I like thinking I'm the best.
Yeah.
And Posh Spice will, like, if I'm with Sporty Spice, I'll feel like I'm with the one that
Posh Spice is like marrying Dave's long-term crush. Our roommate,
no.
Who has a really crazy
yeah,
crush.
Better than that.
Okay.
David Beckham's not marrying Dave's long-term crush.
Okay, okay, okay. So, okay, you're marrying Posh. You're
that's the power move.
Having a relationship with Ginger.
Having a relationship with Ginger.
Breaking up.
Man. So then we're talking about them then. So look at this picture of them then. I mean, Scary Spice is looking good then. I'm slow torturing Baby Spice.
Why?
I don't know. Just something about her. Something about looking at her right now. Just
she had the most annoying song, too.
Slow torture me.
Do you remember? Do you you remember her, like, solo song?
No.
It was like... That's a dead-on. It's a dead-on impression of that song.
I was not a big Spice Girls or NSYNC fan. All right, so now we're just deciding between sporty and scary, which one I'm banging and which one
you're giving a peaceful death to.
Giving a peaceful death to. I'm going to take another look at a different picture of them. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of pictures. Okay, here's like the face one. So. Back then, I might be. I mean, actually, you know. Sporty is not bad looking.
No, she's not. She just has the stupidest outfits on.
Yeah, and Scary Spice did something right. She was getting with Eddie Murphy. Although Eddie Murphy was found with a transvestite once.
Twice, I thought.
Twice?
Yeah.
Was Eddie Murphy getting repeatedly tricked? Or does Eddie Murphy have a thing for transvestites?
I think that's probably more likely, right?
Fucking again? And that's only twice he's been caught with him?
Right.
Or he was like telling the cops, like, no, there's this other one this one time. Did the cops tell Eddie Murphy he was with a transvestite? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
And why isn't Eddie Murphy just taking him back to his place?
Right. That's, well, because he, like, knows.
Or get in a hotel room.
Okay, so wait, what did you decide?
I think I'm going to bang Scary and...
Kill Sporty.
Kill Sporty.
Wow, it's too bad for Sporty. I feel like she...
Better than Baby.
Better than Baby, that's true. That's true. All right, we did it.
That was a short episode.
It's okay. We talked through them.
We did, we did. We worked it all out.
Yeah.
People now know how we feel about the Spice Girls.
And NSYNC.
Killed two birds with one podcast.
All right, goodbye.